Well, I think, for them to not break this pledge he's made, which also would apply to what they call mini buses, which would be sort of parts of the fiscal year being passed before we get to the 18th, in separate pieces. He also doesn't want to do those. And in order for them to do that, the appropriations committees in both chambers are basically going to have to come up with a bill that they can convince enough Republicans and Democrats in the House to vote for and the Senate to vote for, in the next couple of weeks, which I think is a bit of a stretch given, the fact we have a recess coming up in 2 weeks and, there's also the super committee stuff that's going on that's taking up a lot of people's time. It's going to be very, very difficult for them to do that.
Well, talk about the timeline a little bit between now and the 18th, because I think sometimes those of us that are following the agencies have a tendency to say, oh, well, now they've got 6 more weeks and but we lose track of what's really going on between now and then. And there is, of course, a lot going on in the Hill, even just budget-wise between now and then. So talk about those recesses, when they're going to happen, the super committee deadlines and meetings and so forth.
Right. Well, next week is an abbreviated week because you have Columbus Day holiday. And then the following week, the House is gone the whole week. And then they're back again for the next couple of weeks. But during that time, you have the super committee stuff, which is a big sort of top line thing. And then a lot of the players that are involved on appropriations and in other committees that will be involved in doing this omnibus bill are going to be involved in that. And that's going to be taking a lot of their attention away. The other big thing, though, that I think that people need to know is that the spending levels have sort of been set, and it looks like they can probably get that passed both chambers fairly easily. The big problem, though, is going to be on the policy riders that are being attached. Republicans have attached essentially an authorization bill for EPA, for instance, to the EPA funding bill, and that has got a lot of stuff in it that Democrats are not going to be able to swallow, particularly in the Senate. And then there's abortion language, stuff having to do with D.C. Home rights, things like that, that's where the big fight is going to come. And conservatives are going to demand a lot of those be included this go-around, because of the spending levels already being set and no further reductions in spending being allowed.
Well, and those were the kinds of things that were pulled out of both the debt limit fight and last year's continuing resolution fight. So I would imagine on your side, the House side, there will be pressure on the Speaker and on Mr. Cantor to say, from the Tea Party type folks, to say, wait a minute, we gave up a bunch of these last time, we're not going to keep doing that.
Right, and they were told to a certain degree, look, if we don't do this on particularly this last CR, but even the CR earlier this year, they said if we don't do them on these, we'll get a bite at the apple in the 2012 funding fights, and you can then try to get some of these put in there. And the Appropriations Committee has obliged, in the individual bills, and has put dozens of these riders, many of which are very, very controversial, even in the House. And they zero out funding for NPR, which is sort of a non-starter in the Senate. And so the fight is going to really be between leadership and their members and whether or not they can strike a balance with them that can then get through the Senate.
The pledge that Mr. Cantor made, what specifically does it encompass in whole? The first reports that I heard were that he wanted no more CRs. What's developed since then, what you talked about at the beginning, is kind of seems like his position's evolved a little bit, and maybe if anything is more hard line.
It is. There has been some thought that they may be able to package like the commerce and justice bills and a few others that have already passed the House and where the numbers between the House and Senate are not that different, that they could put those together in a bill that they could pass sometime, before the larger bill is done. The theory being that takes a little bit of the pressure off, you get something through, that kind of a thing. And the problem, though, is he has made it very clear that he doesn't want to do either that or do, a continuing resolution, even for a few days at the end of this thing. And I think, he's clearly trying to create a bright line sort of deadline for appropriators and for conservatives to try to come to some kind of an arrangement where they can get a bill through.
So his deal is pretty much full FY 2012 funding bill, well, I guess 12 of them different if he's not willing to do minibuses, 12 different bills by November 18th, or what?
Well, all 12 would be wrapped up into, I think, one major bill.
Okay.
Basically what they would do. They would, instead of doing like two or three, they want to just do one. You know, and I think the or what is, you know, the potential for more brinksmanship and gridlock and, oh my God, are we going to have a government shutdown?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think no one except for people on the very far right really want to do right now.